right, everyone. Hello, Holly King. Welcome to my podcast. This is Wild Kingdom Wellness. We will talk about everything well in this podcast. We will explore topics that include subject matters like spirituality, physical, mental, emotional health, and also the things you see going on in the world around you. So if you are ready to go on this Wild Kingdom Wellness ride with me, then make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. You also share this particular podcast and more with others. I will be exploring the realms that people are afraid to go into, and you will not want to miss these episodes. So, Holly King, Wild Kingdom Wellness, welcome to my journey.
All right, everyone. Hello, Holly King here. Welcome to my Wild Kingdom Wellness podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a very controversial conversation this morning or this afternoon or whenever you're listening to this podcast. So please, I want to make a mention and a note right now. This podcast could become a trigger warning. Yes, a trigger warning. So if you have small children anywhere within the sound of my voice, please remove them from the room before you start to listen to this podcast. It is Tuesday. It is February the 17th, 2026. The moon is new in the sign of Aquarius. Aquarius. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with the sign of Aquarius, then first of all, you're probably not a baby boomer or an X generation, okay? The X generation has a lot to say right now about what's going on in the world around us. But I digress for a moment. If you are not of the Aquarius kind, I guess is what I would say, then I really want you to listen to this podcast today, because I am going to spend a lot of time talking about Aquarian energy and astrology, but I'm also going to talk to you right now about real time, current events happening in our world. And the conversation that we are going to have today, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be a little bit difficult to hear. Okay, so again, this is a trigger warning. I want you all to know first and foremost, before I ever release any social media content, whether it's Facebook, which I did get back on, by the way, so we'll talk about that later, but anything I say to you all, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that I'm having these conversations with you as a podcaster, out of love, okay? I want people to hear me and hear me well when I say the topics and the controversy and the experience that I am having as a human being is just as valuable and important as anybody else's. But with that being said, I also know that I am stepping into a place in my career and in my life, and I'm stepping into a place to where I am no longer going to apologize for who I am as a person and as a universal spiritual life coach, okay? For those of you all who are listening to this podcast today on February the 17th, 2026, and are my friends, my family, my clients, for those of you all who are in my inner circle, again, I want you to understand that I need your help in viewing me, Holly King, right now, in this moment, not as a massage therapist, not as your daughter, not as your mother, not as your best friend. I want you to hear me, and I want you to envision Holly King, the podcaster. And then, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to set the phone down, get your coffee, get your tea, put your headset on, hit pause, hit like, hit subscribe. But really ask yourself, is this woman, Holly King, the podcaster, worth listening to? And if the answer to that, ladies and gentlemen, is no, then you're not going to offend me, not one little bit. You know why? Because Aquarian energy requires me at this place in my life to speak up, learn about things from an advanced place in the universe, so higher consciousness energy, right? Learn how to speak my truth as a woman, as a human being, as a podcaster, you know, as a healer, okay? And just go for it, because Aquarian energy, y'all, is all about advancing yourself in the kingdom of technology, okay? So that's just my intro to what we're going to talk about today. So from an astrology standpoint, boys and girls, okay, ladies and gentlemen, humans, human beings, when I look at today's horoscopes, okay, and I don't just mean whether you're a Pisces or whether you're a Virgo or whether you're a whatever, an Aquarius, I am looking at today's natal chart, okay? So I'm going to turn this computer around to the people who are watching me via video, okay? And for those of you all not watching via video, but are listening to me on Apple or iHeartRadio, Spotify, wherever you can find Wild Kingdom Wellness, y'all, I'm looking at today's astrology, and it's just, I don't know in my lifetime, in 53 years, that I have seen this much chaotic energy in astrology since the day I was born. And that was probably the most chaotic I have seen yet. Okay, now, I need the audience to understand, again, this is Holly King, the podcaster. This is Holly King, the astrologer, talking to you in this moment, okay? Not Holly King, the massage therapist. Not Holly King, you know, the woman that's been married five times. Not that Holly King. Holly King, the astrologer and the podcaster, is talking to you right now in this moment, okay? And again, we're going to talk about some tough stuff in the next 20 minutes, so stay with me on this, all right? But when I pulled up today's natal chart for the day, okay, and I saw that Mars, the god of war, is in Aquarius. The sun is leaving Aquarius tomorrow, I do believe. Yep. So all you people having a birthday tomorrow on Ash Wednesday, February 18th, hello and welcome Pisces energy. Okay, so all my Pisces people need to listen up too. So again, if you're an Aquarius, you have Aquarian energy in your chart, or you understand anything about human consciousness on even the small level, you know, listen up to what I have to say, okay? Because we're going through a huge shift in the universe right now as I speak, okay? So Mars is in Aquarius. The sun is in Aquarius for one more day. We're at the 29th degree of separation, okay? We got the moon, new moon in Aquarius. We've got Venus in Pisces. We've got the North Node in Pisces right now. We have Mercury in Pisces right now. And y'all, this week alone, according to my Llewellyn's 2026 Witch's Date Book Almanac, we also had this week this happen in the universe, okay? Now I have your attention. We also had on Tuesday the 10th, that's when Venus entered Pisces. We had on Friday the 13th last week, just not even 7 days ago, y'all, we had the planet Saturn, enter into Aries, fire, okay? Today is a solar eclipse. If you live in Antarctica and you are listening to this podcast, which very well you could be if you're on Apple or Spotify or YouTube, right? Y'all, Saturn entering into Aries is massive. You also have to realize that approximately a month ago, Neptune entered into Aries. So now you have, as of Friday the 13th of last week, you have Saturn and Neptune conjunct each other, okay? They've buddied up. For y'all looking at the screen, they're back to back, okay? So these large planets out in the universe are in the constellation of Aries, which is the god of war and chaos, okay? Listen to me. And they are huge karmatic restructuring planets when it comes to basic astrology. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Today marks an epic moment in time and in the shifting consciousness of astrology. I'm not pulling your leg, ladies and gentlemen. I am repeating to you what is already known by people who follow astrology and spiritual awakenings. Today is a massive day when it comes to your personal development and change and how you're going to handle the chaotic change that's coming to you. And you have, there are things, ladies and gentlemen, you will have no control over. Listen to me. As a Scorpio, I'm telling you all, we have entered into a place right now where unless you have some form of awakened consciousness, as a human being having a spiritual experience, we have just walked into the new astrological Chinese zodiac new year of the fire horse energy. There is a lot of reference to fire elemental energy in today's astrology. There's also a lot of reference to mental wellness when it comes to your Aquarian acuity. Okay. Now, I know this is a lot of information for people to grasp. But people who work in the ritualistic spiritual arts know what they're doing when it comes to rituals in the morning, you know, how our body, mind, and spirit align. Are we working in the space of love when we set up our altar and we look at how we communicate with each other as human beings, aka Aquarius energy, the dog and fish people? Okay, look it up. I'm not going to give you a lesson right now on Aquarius. In part, I am going to share with you tidbits of what's happening right now in the human consciousness as I live and breathe and do this podcast. Okay, so what then should I be doing as a human being when it comes to shifting our consciousness into this hotbed of fiery energy, fiery mental health, air energy? Okay, the winds of change, y'all, are blowing. Again, I'm an X generation and I listen to a whole lot of heavy metal and rock and roll in the 70s and 80s. And the Scorpions, which were an amazing heavy metal rock band, had a really good love song, a ballad called Winds of Change. And if you haven't figured it out yet, y'all, I really like music a lot. Okay, so songs bring me inspiration. But this energy today on February the 17th, 2026 is massive. It is massive. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm not even being monetized on this video and through this podcast right now. Okay. Up until now, I have been sharing with you all just basic information as a woman, as a practitioner of the healing arts. I've just been sharing with you all the last 10 to 20 years of my life, just basic information as I go along my happy little day and try to get people to understand that we are made up of spiritual life force energy. And if you think that the moon, the stars, the planets, the sun does not affect you as a human being, my people, listen, you're sleeping. You are so far gone into sleep land. Okay. I don't know that we can wake you up out of your spiritual coma. Okay. You are spiritually comatose if you are not paying attention to the real truth that is going on in the political realms and in the spiritual realms. Okay. Because those are the two things, ladies and gentlemen, as I go along this podcast journey, the two things I'm really going to get involved in talking about are going to be government politics and spirituality and religion and mental, emotional, and spiritual wellness. So, again, like, subscribe, share this podcast with someone that you think even needs to, if you have anybody in your world that says anything to you today about fire horse energy and lunar astrology, just go, oh, you should follow this Wild Kingdom Wellness podcast that Holly King's doing, because she talks about a lot of that on her episodes. Okay. So Chinese astrology, let's go with the big one today. Okay. Cause I can't give you a lesson on every single place of every planet in the zodiac right now. I can talk to you though about one of the big things that's happening right now on today, during today, February 17th, 2026, besides the fact that it's Fat Tuesday and I sure would like to eat a king cake right now. Maybe I have found the baby through this podcast, okay? So, fire horse energy today. We left, y'all. We have left the Chinese zodiac of the snake this year. And in 2024, we were dealing with the year of the dragon. So now we've just sent ourselves through the universe, through two very, very life-changing, transformative Chinese lunar New Years have just passed. 2024 and 2025. Okay, and yesterday, the shedding, the final shed of the snake energy left us, and now we have stepped into fire horse Chinese zodiac energy. Okay, so let me be brief this morning on what that means. Okay, let me give you, I've made notes here in this book, which is called Chinese Astrology, Your Personal Guide. It is from the In Focus series. And the author is, let's see, Sasha Fenton. My cat's name, Sasha. That's fun. And we're dealing with, I always like to reference where I'm getting my information. Let me see. Zambezi Publishing Limited. So this book was published approximately 2022. Okay, so this is where I'm getting my energy from right now. First thing I want to talk about is the element of fire. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, if you're someone like me that works in the spiritual arts all the time, then I know the first thing that I'm going to think of, the first word that comes to my mind when I think about the fire element in magical terms is going to be action. It's also going to be transformation and transmutation. Okay, it is the burn the shit down energy. And it's also you getting off your butt. Like Jesus said, pick up your mat and walk, because you need to move. Fire energy is movement. You need to move from that spot you're sitting in, because it's about to get completely consumed. And you're like, oh my God, fire is a very dangerous element, although it's very useful, especially if you look back at our Homo sapien cavemen and women friends who were trying to keep warm during the Ice Age. Okay, no pun intended when I say the word Ice Age. Okay, because that's what we're in right now, although it's a little different, if you ask me. But what do I know? But anyway, my point is, fire energy is movement, action, and it can be decimating to the world around us, okay, energetically. So this fire horse energy is about you getting up, like Jesus referenced in the Bible, to get your butt up off your mat and walk again. Move your needle. Move your needle of consciousness just a little bit, okay? And I want you to ask yourself, am I really sitting here wasting away as a human being, not being privy to the fact that there is a beautiful ascension energy that's happening right now when I go and I seek out valuable truth when it comes to leadership in our world? Because Aries fire energy, ladies and gentlemen, this fire horse energy is completely about global leadership. Okay, if you really drill down the horse when it comes to Chinese astrology. Horses will lead, we can lead that horse to water, but we can't make him drink, okay? Y'all, this is leadership energy. It is also fire energy. And with Saturn and Neptune stationed in Aries for the next, well, I know Saturn, I believe it's 3 or 4 years. I got to go back and dig out the details, ladies and gentlemen. But for the moment, in this moment, we're dealing with massive astrological fire energy, okay? There is nothing you can do about the blaze that has been set when it comes to the information that we have now been given as everyday taxpaying citizens. Whether you live in America or Zimbabwe, y'all, I don't care. Listen, we can translate this podcast into multiple languages, should we choose to do so, okay? But listen to me. We're not going backwards, okay? It's burnt down. It's burning down as we speak. We cannot go backwards. All we can do, ladies and gentlemen, is look towards the salvation of the next phase for the next 12 months, okay? So fire horse energy, you know, it's kind of like Jesus coming back real quick. At least mentally, we feel that way, right? But what is the nature of a horse, okay? It is yang energy, again, Y-A-N-G. Yin energy is female. Yang energy is masculine energy. So again, tearing down the strongholds of our mind when it comes to masculine deceptive energy. It's something like that, okay? This is what we're dealing with spiritually. You listen to me long enough and you're going to go, oh, we can look at the book of Revelation real easily and realize, you know, that people have been told to believe certain things when it comes to the end times. Yes, I said end times, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, I did have a Zionist background for a hot minute. We'll talk about that later. Okay. I do not have a Puritan Zionist background at this point. I'm just me talking to you through this technology. Okay, so you got to understand, though, I still identify as Christian, even though I use pagan practices to help protect my mind, my body, my spirit from the attack of what could potentially be an enemy in the realms of Satan. Let's bring it back full circle, okay? Baal, okay? Who are we sacrificing to today, ladies and gentlemen? Who are you sacrificing to, okay? Collective consciousness is asking you that question. So, anyway, the nature of the horse energy, it is the key attribute, ladies and gentlemen, is sociability, okay? Sociability, your ability to socialize with others. Now, we got a mess on our hands when it comes to technology. And again, I got off Facebook for about 3 weeks. It doesn't even feel like I was off of it. I feel like I didn't miss a damn thing. And I only had one person get mad because I came back onto Facebook. And I understand why that person got mad. At the same time, I have to let that person sort through their own thoughts and emotions. Because nobody should be that attached to me as a person. I don't want to be attached to anybody when I have to really answer to the cause of why I do the things that I do. That does not make me a narcissist. It makes me a healed empath, which is a whole nother episode. So subscribe, share this video and this podcast with the people you love, okay? Here's horse energy. The good news is that horses are very social. The bad news is they can be very moody and abusive when corralled too tightly, okay? Which, again, a narcissist would know, right? Right. Horses work very hard and do whatever they can to make a good living. I understand that energy because I work my butt off as a massage therapist. Legit, okay? They also look heavily after their families, and they pay off their mortgages. That's a funny statement. Did you know the definition of mortgage, if you broke it down into its two parts, is mort gauge, which means death grip. Look it up. Look it up. Death grip. Horses are really good with people, and for that reason, they will often work in sales, liaison jobs, or in medicine and specialize as doctors or nurses. So that's good to know. Horse energy is charming. It's cheerful and fun to be with. People enjoy talking to horse energy because they are intelligent, interesting, and everyone and everything in everyone and everything. So they're very interesting. Horse energy is going to be very interesting this year. I will accept that. Word up, right? They're logical and they're sensible and they're capable. And if they are in the right mood, they can be helpful, kind, and loving. Horses make great hosts. You're welcome. And they love to be popular, so they join social clubs and they raise charity for money. They are restless and they love to be on the move. Again, fire horse energy. This is about you taking action and responsibility right now with your beliefs and your collective consciousness. Okay. They are restless, love to be on the move. They may travel for pleasure, business, or both. And this leads them to work in the travel trade. Well, maybe that's a career I need to look into. I'll just go be a travel agent. Thank you very much. Would you like to go to an island? Ha! Pick one. Okay, not that one. Joke's on you, babe. If horses don't receive the appreciation, respect, and admiration they deserve, they can also be very sulky, hot-tempered, argumentative, impatient, or sarcastic. They might give people the silent treatment. A downside of this sign is that they are very talkative and they may pass on gossip and other people's secrets. Now, I'm going to stop right there because if you're a Scorpio or you're a water sign, what I have found is that human beings like to tell you their deep, dark secrets, especially their traumas, which is why therapists who work in the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual healing world have to be conscientious of the fact that if someone's coming to you for a healing session and they start talking to you about their trauma as a child, you have to really go, OMG, what the fuck is getting ready to happen here? Because people are not that willing to open up to others unless they feel a sense of truth and dignity coming from that person that they are confiding in. Scorpios are really good at secrets, okay? I have a few myself, and I have no problem, ladies and gentlemen, sharing with you some of the dumb shit that I've done as a human being, such as have an affair at the age of 19 with a married man whom I was so in love with. Did I make a mistake? I don't know. I just know it was an experience and it taught me something about myself as a young woman, not to give away my power to any Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes along that has a nice beard. Okay? It taught me something as a woman about being a mistress, somebody's mistress in time for a year and a half and being in love with a man who wanted to leave his wife but wouldn't do it because he couldn't really afford the child support. So that was an experience I had. I won't name names here because it doesn't matter. The redactions don't freaking matter anymore, ladies and gentlemen. It's the concept of being able to reveal to you the truth of the experiences that I've had as a woman and as an individual without coming across as a morbid bitch and blaming somebody else for the fact that I can't heal my past trauma. This is not psychotherapy. I am not a doctor, nor am I a clinical therapist. I'm just telling you what my experience has been as a human being walking on this planet, okay? As a Scorpio and a double Scorpio, I've had a lot of challenges when it comes to my love relationships. But I will tell you one thing, any man that I ever had a relationship with, ladies and gentlemen, I loved him deeply. There are many husbands that I still love deeply. However, there was a rip in the veil of the universe, some kind of switch, time switch. You know, we talk about timeline jumping that I chose to do as a human being. And yet still, I can say, I forgive that person, I love them, but I have to move on from the mental, emotional hell of being in love with somebody that I can't be with. Again, this is hard medicine. This podcast is not for young children. Okay? So, trigger warnings. But y'all, I want you to understand that when you are wise enough to wake up to your own magical power as a person, especially if you are a female of the lineage of the craft, okay? What's your blood type, ladies and gentlemen? Do you even know your blood type? Why does that matter? It matters to some. And if you're listening to this podcast and you have that specialized blood type, that universal donor blood type, then you know your existence on this planet has a healing component to it. Now, what you do with that energy, with your blood, is up to you. We can go down a lot of spiritual rabbit holes, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about the power of the blood and whether or not Christ is king, okay? Christ is my king. You do you, boo, because I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to tell you what I see going on in the world around me. And I'm here to be an astrologer to help you divine yourself into the right direction, okay? Horses in love and friendship have great personalities. They enjoy being in love, but it takes a lot to sweep them off their feet. So horses are very logical creatures, okay? If you walk up to a horse on a farm right now, and if you're where I'm at in Kentucky, we got a lot of those. Andy, I hope you hear my podcast. Alley-oop, man. We'll see what happens. You're going to take that 2028 presidency? I don't know. Are you, Andy Brashear? If you catch this podcast, I'd love to interview you. Anyway, my point is, it takes a lot to sweep a horse off their feet. They are very intuitive creatures, okay? So working with horse energy this year might mean that you need to really look deeply into your belief systems and your political divisions, okay? Because when we start to pit one party over the other, we've lost the whole precip of what it means to be unified as people, okay? So Andy, I hear you. Andy Brashear, sir, I hear you talking about Kentucky and how you want us to be a unified state because you care about us, right? You're our governor, and so you should govern us properly. So keep talking. I'm listening to your podcast. Yes, I am. Y'all, horses, their careers, and their families, they work long hours because basically they're these big creatures and they have massive amounts of energy. They can run forever, especially if you live in my city where we have horse racing and a little short man is beating the shit out of you. You're going to run hard and fast to have that whip stop beating you. Okay. So I'm just saying. Give you a little hint. Okay. Big city power, y'all. Big city power. Little people observation. Okay. The best jobs for them are jobs that inspire others, liaison with others, or you can have horse energy as salespeople. Okay. Not all salespeople are bad. Come on, y'all. We give salespeople a bad name. Okay. We really do. Because here's the thing. I love sales. I absolutely adore being in sales and marketing as a person. And I did that for myself for the last 10 years as a massage therapist, but it's a lot of energy to find your target market. And so now that I am a podcaster, my target market's going to be everybody, okay? They're like, oh, who's your target market? You, boo, everybody, okay? Why? Because it matters. From a human perspective, for me, I want everybody to hear the message of hope and good news when it comes to the fact that you are a human being having a spiritual experience and you are a spiritual being having a human experience. So the two coins are the same side, y'all. It's the same coin, two sides. Okay. Just remember that. Horses are lucky if they are born in winter, more so than summer. They are hard workers, so they usually make good with their own. They usually make their own good fortune anyway. Horses can be lucky by inheriting property, money, or goods. Okay, so I'm gonna shut this book. And I'd love to know what you all think about this message, because today is a massively huge day when it comes to astrological shifts. Now, not everybody wants or cares about what's going on in the collective consciousness, okay? They just want to get up, go to work, wipe their butts, take a shower, come home, eat dinner, and turn on MSNBC. Okay. There are people who are so brainwashed into mainstream media that they are not willing to do the work and investigate what the fuck shit is going on when it comes to our political leadership. And the fact that people on YouTube like Bailey Sarian, True Crime, True Investigation, her YouTube channel is Dark History. Look it up. Last night, y'all, I watched Bailey for a half an hour, 33 minutes, mind you, cry her eyes out on YouTube, saying, what are we going to do? This world is a disaster. And I caught her YouTube video last night while I was laying in bed, mushing out after a very long day of stress. And I watched her and I started commenting on Bailey Sarian's S-A-R-I-A-N YouTube video last night that she had just posted. And ladies and gentlemen, thousands upon thousands of people were saying to Bailey in her YouTube video comments, we love you. We feel the same way. Don't give up. Please, please keep using your platform to speak your truth. Human beings, the little tax-paying people in the world, like the people who are just so sick and tired. I don't know. The citizens, we the people of the United States of America and beyond are so sick of the elite control that we are so thankful that we have each other as podcasters and as messengers that are not bought and paid for by an elite system, that we can still communicate here on these YouTube channels and Apple and Spotify and find each other, you know, randomly sometimes, right? But y'all, Bailey was so heartbroken. 8 million followers. Bailey has 8 million with an M followers on YouTube. She has a bigger platform than Candace Owens, who only has 5 million followers. And I went, oh my God, I have been commenting on Bailey's YouTube video quite a bit in the last 8 hours, saying, don't you give up, Bailey. We love you. We see you. We understand that the world's a fuck fest, honey. But guess what? When I look at the astrology, Bailey, and mind you, yesterday was President's Day and the end of the year of the snake. And when the people don't really feel like they want to be celebrating presidential people, because if I go back and I look at all the controversy and all the scandals that our presidents have had since before I was born, and the other day I want to make a correction on my podcast, I was not born under Lyndon B. Johnson. I was born under Gerald Ford. I was caught on the spot with how old I am. But I was born under Gerald Ford. But y'all, it was not long after John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King were unlived. Unalived, I think is the word we're supposed to use on these podcasts. They were unalived. And then I go, just like Bailey, digging back through history, because that's what I do when I'm bored. Is I just go back and I look at history and I put the pieces of the puzzle together and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? No wonder I am a Christian that drops the F-bomb, of which I am unapologetic for, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. So again, this podcast is not for children, okay? But if you think Christians aren't pissed off, you are sadly mistaken. Ladies and gentlemen, you are sorely, sorely mistaken that the Christian church itself, herself, the bride of Christ, is coming completely unglued. Christianity and republicanism, MAGA, is shattered. And they were shattered when they unalived Charlie Kirk. And here we have this investigation that his own shiny pyromatic wife might have had something to do with it, along with a few other countries. Because why? Because Mr. Kirk was about to do a Doge audit on his own company called Turning Point USA. I ain't scared of you, Turning Point. I ain't scared of you. You know why? Because I was a member of the Church of God of Cleveland, Tennessee, and I was raised up under pastors like T.D. Jakes and Paula White and Benny Hinn and Perry Stone. And some of what was said was true about the end time. So let's make that very clear that my Pentecostal butt, Christian, Buddhist, Baptist, whatever you want to test me with, because I ain't ashamed. My paganism has come forward, ladies and gentlemen, and the defending of my belief systems as a Christian are being challenged in ways that you all can't even see. So, remember, you need to like and subscribe to this podcast because of all the women on the planet who cares about other people, of all of them. I hope to be one of the loudest but yet compassionate voices in the network. So, that's today's message. Live the dream. Holly King, Wild Kingdom Wellness. We will talk to you later. Have a great day. Honor the fire horse. You have 365 days to do it. 364 if you start the clock 12 hours ago. Okay. Know what you're doing when you work. Messing with occult magic. All right? Okay. Would you like to coach with me? TheReikiStation.coach. Send me a message and we'll talk. Have a great day. We'll see you later. Okay. Bye.
All right, guys. Just a little disclaimer here by myself, Holly King. I am not a medical doctor, a licensed clinical therapist, or a mental health therapist. All information and coaching provided is for educational and supportive purposes only and should not be considered medical or psychological advice. Please do consult your physician, licensed therapist, or another qualified healthcare provider before making any changes related to your health or even before beginning any coaching. So what that means, guys, is just consult with your doctor when you decide to check out our podcast. We'll see you later, all right? Bye.